There are heroes whose names we never hear, a dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. Glad you could join me this morning. Of course, if you've been following Facebook, you know that this week we're talking about postpartum depression awareness. I have with me Teresa Fleischman, representing North Alabama for Postpartum Support International Alabama. We'll also have Ashley Silas, who represents Central Alabama, and Amy Martin, who represents South Alabama. So we're going to cover the state this morning, make sure that everybody is aware of the resources that are available. Also joining me in studio is Alicia Schuster-Couch. She's with New Leaf Counseling Services of the Tennessee Valley. We'll also, during the Good Deed segment, the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, I have James Wolfe May. He'll be sharing poetry that he has written personally. So I'm looking forward to that. Right now, Teresa Fleischman and Lisa Schuster-Couch, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Glad that you could be here. And first, Teresa, if you would talk about the postpartum international support group that's available for people in the state.
Sure. So we are a state chapter of a larger organization, which is Postpartum Support International. And our aim is to essentially bridge the gap between new moms or moms with new babies who may be struggling with depression or anxiety and the providers in the community, counselors, psychiatrists, the professionals who are going to be able to get them the help that they need. Here locally in Huntsville, we also have a peer support group that meets monthly and also is active on Facebook to provide peer support. So moms who can say to other moms, hey, I've been there, I'm on the other side, you're going to get through this.
Is there a day set in the month, maybe a third Thursday or some day that's set for that?
So our specific group, the Huntsville Postpartum Support Network, meets on the third Monday of each month. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Hope Church on Balch Road in Madison. And soon we will be opening up some other groups in other areas of northern Alabama, so that's something to look forward to.
That's great. Well, Teresa, tell me your background and how you became involved with Postpartum International.
Sure. So I am currently the chairperson for our state chapter. I'm also the facilitator and the person who started up the Huntsville group. Essentially, I got to where I am today by being the woman who went through it. So I'm the peer support advocate because I am the mom who can say, I've been there, I got help, I got well, and you will too.
What made you realize that you needed help? What was that that, because some people are out there maybe listening that they're not sure, first off, if there's any resources available, but what caused you to trigger you to say, hey, I need some help?
I think for me it was essentially just not having the experience that society had sold me that I was going to have after my baby was born. You know, I expected this perfect scenario where I was going to have this perfect little baby and feel completely bonded to him and just be ready to go out and, you know, take on motherhood by storm.
Right.
And it just wasn't like that for me. I didn't feel bonded to my baby. I didn't feel like I wanted to be a mother. And mostly I didn't feel like I was good enough to be a mother. I think anyone who's in that position where you're feeling like, I made a mistake, I'm not good enough for this, or someone else would do this better than me, I think that's when it's probably time to pick up the phone, make a phone call, go online, do a search, and reach out for help.
And as we talked about before the show, this is normal for women and men too. That it's not just women, but men also are affected by postpartum depression as well. And when you're dealing with that, what caused you to find this organization? How did you get in touch and become part of it?
So essentially for me, I just knew something wasn't right. This isn't normal behavior for a new mom. I'm not having that experience that everyone told me I should be having. And I just started doing some Googling, mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on with me? And Postpartum Support International came up in my Google searches. And when I went and started looking through their website and looking at the symptoms of, hey, I'm not feeling bonded to my baby. I'm not sleeping when the baby is sleeping. I feel tired, but my brain won't stop racing. And I definitely fell on the anxiety side of the spectrum, which
right.
I think a lot of people miss. I think, baby blues is typical. When you have a new baby, you may not adjust well quickly. You're not sleeping. That all makes sense.
Right.
But when it becomes more than that, when it becomes an inability to care for your child, or a lack of desire to want to care for yourself, or an inability to sleep when you're exhausted, then there's an issue. So I just started Googling, came across Postpartum Support International, and once I was able to get in to see a counselor, get in to see a psychiatrist, I made the personal decision to start medication, and just meet with some women who could say, hey, I've been there and I'm better. Then I just turned around and thought, you know, the only way that this makes sense is for me to pay it forward and help other people.
That's great. And of course, we talked about also that a lot of times when we hear about postpartum depression, something bad has already happened, as opposed to somebody reaching out. And I told you earlier too, I found an organization in New York. And then I wondered if there was one here in Alabama, and that's where I found Postpartum Support International, and wanted to talk to both of you and actually cover the state of Alabama and let people realize that the resources are available in North, Central, and South Alabama, that y'all are there to help them, that you have gone through those experiences, and it's something that you're willing, ready, and able to help others. Now, Tricia, welcome to the program yourself, and you're with New Leaf.
Mm-hmm. New Leaf Counseling Services,
of the Tennessee Valley.
Of the Tennessee Valley, yep.
And so you're in Huntsville, correct?
Madison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now tell us about how you got started to be a counselor and what your passion, because you have to have a passion for this to deal with people and a love of people.
Yeah, indeed. So I've been doing mental health work for 15-ish years, just started off volunteering with local organizations in my college town. Was very passionate about mental health, always really passionate about women's issues and dealing with things that affect women.
Yes.
So I've always been really passionate about that. Went to graduate school for a counseling degree, and then I started having babies and having experiences of not feeling like I was a good enough mom, struggling with some anxiety, and not really having a lot of local resources. And so I was kind of compelled to reach out and see if there was something that I could do specific with postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. And when I started looking around, where I was locally from in Texas at the time, there wasn't a whole lot. And then moved to Alabama, had another baby, and then started asking around, and everyone said, Teresa Fleischman, connect with Teresa Fleischman. So I reached out to Teresa. She introduced me to Postpartum Support International and the organization and what they do, and I just felt really passionate about that and thought that I wanted to get involved.
And so your experience, you have ladies come in, and I don't know if you have men come in, but you have ladies come in and they talk to you about the issue that they're having,
right,
the depression that they're having, and to be able to relate to that is very important. And so your experience with the women who come in, what led them to that point to come and say, because I want people who are listening, if they haven't gotten help yet, to understand how to cross that barrier.
Yeah. So I see a lot of moms present with depressive symptoms, and also I would say more so than not anxiety symptoms. And like Teresa said, anxiety symptoms often don't get recognized as quickly as depressive symptoms. And so when women initially come to me, they usually have asked other mom groups like on Facebook or different social media outlets and saying, hey, something's not right. I don't know what to do. And then usually the mom community sends them to some sort of professional or sends them to Postpartum Support International. And that's what I think is really great about the group that Teresa's doing and the other mom groups is, you know, it's kind of this tribe of moms and we need to take care of each other.
That's right. So. A community.
Exactly.
And Teresa, you did mention that you're growing, that the organization is growing. And so there'll be more opportunities and more places for women. And we think about the state of Alabama. It's a large state from top to bottom. And of course, if they reach out to the South Alabama, to Amy, or in Central Alabama, reach out to Ashley, or yourself here in North Alabama, how do they get in contact with each one of you guys?
So if you go on to postpartum.net, which is Postpartum Support International's website, and you click the link to Getting Help in Alabama, what'll pop up is women who have volunteered their time as coordinators for the state. I am one of them, Amy is one of them, and there are a couple of other moms who are currently getting trained to join us. And essentially, they're your first line of contact. You call the number, you talk to her, and she is able to connect you with your local resources. If there aren't local resources, there are a lot of rural places in Alabama. We have counselors like Alicia who are willing to do a HIPAA-compliant Zoom-style counseling session where you can do that from the privacy of your own home. And if we can get you in to see someone locally, that is our goal. So we're currently working on building our resource list. That's really what we want to be doing as support advocates, is just being that bridge, causing, you know, getting all of those resources gathered and being the first point of contact, and then being able to just get you pushed out to your local resources. So any number on that list, you can call me in Northern Alabama if you're from South Alabama. You can call Amy in South Alabama if you're from North Alabama. We all work together. We communicate regularly, and we will get you to where you need to be.
And I'm all about networking. Of course, I talked about earlier that Safer Birth in Bama is somebody I had on the program, and also the Prison Birth Project. And of course, it's not as easy for those ladies to give you a call. And so I hope that maybe some networking can happen to help those ladies who are in prison, because as we talked about earlier, the situation that they're in, if they have postpartum depression and they're in general population, it's going to be a very difficult process and time for them. And they do need the resources, and they do need to know that these are available, maybe through some brochure, some information, and then the prison system should allow the ability to contact and get in touch with you about the resources.
Yeah, and we do have lots of paper resources as well. We have brochures, we have business cards. We really want to disseminate those all over the state of Alabama and neighboring states too. I mean, the great thing about being part of Postpartum Support International is it isn't international organization. So even if you call the warm line, which you can reach at 1-800-944-4PPD, that's manned during all daylight hours, they can get you in touch with support. We have online support groups. We have a weekly chat with an expert where you can call a number and speak to a professional. We will get you help.
That's great. And I'm looking forward to also talking to Ashley Silas here. We're going to take a break, and Ashley Silas will be joining us. She represents Central Alabama for Postpartum Support International. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
What would you like to eat today?
My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Spring is here, and Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville has teamed up with Husqvarna Power Products to make quick work of your landscaping challenges. How about 20% off of a Husqvarna commercial fleet deal or special early season buys on tractors and trimmers? plus 0% financing for up to 48 months. And at Greens, we service what we sell. Greens Dependable Hardware in Husqvarna gives you the power to work and the power to save. Greens Dependable Hardware, Russellville, Alabama, 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. In studio with me is Teresa Fleischman, and also have Alicia Schuster Couch with us as well. She represents New Leaf Counseling Services of the Tennessee Valley. Right now on the line, we have Ashley Silas, and Ashley represents Central Alabama for Postpartum Support International Alabama. Welcome to the program, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
Now, tell me how you got started with Postpartum Support International, and where you're able to try to help others in their depression.
So I was pregnant 5 years ago. I have a little boy turning 5 in October, and I had dealt with anxiety and depression before, and when it hit me really hard during pregnancy, I was, you know, at a loss of where to turn, because I thought being pregnant and having a child is supposed to be the happiest time of your life. And, you know, once I hit that tough spot, I looked online, and the first page I came across was Postpartum Support International, and I was actually able to contact Teresa Fleischman, and she kind of, you know, guided me. And once I got over my tough spot, I wanted to help others. You know, after I sought help and started to feel better and felt recovered from that, I just felt like it's kind of like that was my duty to turn around and help others so that they did not feel alone.
Well, and just like in North Alabama, we're talking about a big area in Central Alabama that you would cover, but you welcome all women who are going through postpartum depression to reach out in Central Alabama, correct?
For sure. Any and all. You know, that's what we're here for, to kind of be that liaison between the mother and service providers, you know, psychiatric service providers.
What is a success story that you have seen yourself, Ashley, through Postpartum Support International?
Oh, goodness. There's so many that I've seen. Well, I actually had a mother contact me a few weeks ago. She found me through Postpartum Support International. She was able to call me directly. We talked on the phone for, you know, for a little while, and I kind of shared my story and told her it's going to be okay. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and was able to direct her towards a support group that that we have here in Central Alabama in Trustful. And she joined the support group and found, you know, other mothers going through the same thing, and was able to connect with them and found professional help. And from what I hear, she is doing a lot better. So we see stories like that every day, and it gives you that, it gives you that fire to keep going and helping, because there's always somebody out there that is looking and searching.
Exactly. And here in North Alabama, as Teresa alluded to, every third Monday they have a meeting. Do y'all have meetings in similar fashion in Central Alabama?
We do. We have meetings on Monday at 10 a.m. at St. Vincent's East. It's in Trustful. It's kind of on that border between Trustful, Center Point, Huffman area. It's kind of central. We invite any and all mothers. Children can come. You know, as long as they're breastfeeding or, you know, not walking quite yet, because that'd be kind of hard to keep up with them.
Right.
They, you know, if they have no other choice, bring the child. If that's their only option, bring them. We'll make a way to make it work. What's most important is getting mom back on track.
That kind of sounds like my studio. I was telling Teresa and Alicia earlier that my daughter, my four-year-old daughter, she loves to come in the studio, but she will be all over the place. And so I understand once they learn to walk, it is hard to keep up with them. And we do want those moms to take advantage of the resources, and whatever it takes, I know your organization will try to help.
For sure. For sure. You know, if they can't find someone to take care of them, we'll make it work.
How would someone get in contact with you, Ashley? What's the best way?
So the best way to contact me, they can email me, they can actually text me or call me directly. I'm always open to, you know, point them in the right direction that way. So my phone number that they can call me on or text me is 205-913-0840, and I'll be happy to, you know, give them some resources that way. You know, I've always got my phone on me, so...
Ashley, what is a message that you would send out to moms right now who are listening, who may be on the verge of finding support, but they're not quite there yet? What would you tell them?
The hardest step is to admit that you are not feeling what society tells you you're supposed to be feeling. Once you get that out there, you'd be surprised how many other moms feel or have felt the same way. I found that to be true when I was going through it. When I finally admitted it, there were so many moms that were like, well, I felt that way too, but I didn't want to say it because it's almost taboo.
Right.
We want to, as Postpartum Support International, kind of break that stigma. It's okay. It's okay to feel that way, and there are people out there that want to help.
And I hope that the Mark White Show is helping break that stigma, too, by bringing this issue to the forefront through our show, because I'm glad to have a vehicle where I can recognize organizations like Postpartum Support International. And, Ashley, I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You take care, and we'll have people hopefully reaching out to you for support there in Central Alabama.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley. When we come back, we're going to have Amy Martin. She represents South Alabama for Postpartum Support International. We've covered North Alabama, Central Alabama, and now we're headed south. And we're going to talk about the resources available down there as well. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31 or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now, we're going to South Alabama to talk to Amy Martin with Postpartum Support International. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Thank you.
As you know, Teresa's in here with us. Alicia's also in the room with us. And we spoke to Ashley Silas, who represents Central Alabama. And, of course, you represent South Alabama.
That is correct.
Tell us how you got involved with Postpartum Support International.
Well, I currently serve on the board, and I'm a volunteer coordinator for South Alabama. And I previously was a social worker for 13 years and, you know, worked with women in different settings. And I relocated to Alabama with my family and had my daughter. And, you know, kind of was kind of struggled understanding kind of my own experience with what was happening. Even though I had all my education experience as a social worker, I also offer Mommy and Me movement classes and was encountering a lot of moms who were struggling as well. And, you know, just shocked to learn there were so many barriers into accessing support. And so I found PSI, and PSI really bridges the gap to helping myself and other moms find that support they need. They have so many different services online and even for fathers, and just connecting me with Teresa, who was wonderful, and we just were all very passionate about providing support to other women and just kind of found myself.
That's great. When we talk about South Alabama, are we talking about south, just south of Birmingham, or what area? Where's the line?
Well, you know, I'm in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. South could obviously mean Dothan area, Auburn. We're definitely looking for, you know, more connections and support in, you know, Montgomery, Auburn, and Dothan areas to kind of help bridge those gaps in the smaller communities. But I do primarily cover Mobile and Baldwin County.
Now, it has to be difficult for some women to reach out to say there's an issue here. But through your experience, what has been the best part of Postpartum Support International as to what they offer the ladies who come to you?
I believe it's that online support as an option. I think it's so hard for moms to reach out, and they're very fearful to do that for many reasons, and offering that online component really kind of takes away some of that fear. And then the coordinator position, you know, we're moms and we've been through it, and it's someone that you can talk to on the phone and just get you kind of connected with people that, you know, that we know are providing good support to moms in our community.
I'm going to tell you, in this studio, there's no stigma, and there's no issue that we shouldn't be able to talk about and to overcome if necessary. And postpartum depression is one of those, and I want anybody listening to know and understand that there's nothing to be ashamed of to go and seek help. And that was a big reason I brought Postpartum Support International in the program this morning, was to talk about and to just say there are resources out there that there is help. I hear your children in the background. That's great.
Sorry.
No, that's perfect. I love hearing those kids. That's terrific. And as far as your help, your assistance with the organization, I'm sure you've been rewarded yourself as far as seeing the success of others.
Yes, absolutely. And we greatly appreciate you providing that awareness to people and that there is no stigma. Like I said, even myself as a social worker and helping moms and babies for so many years, like, this is kind of a wake-up call for me. And I had to admit that there was something going on. And Teresa, too, her story just is really powerful and moving. That she has shared, and it is definitely rewarding to see moms, you know, just the weight lifted off their shoulders. You know, they're like, okay, I don't have to do this alone. You know, there's other people out there that can help me.
Well, being a social worker is definitely a a service. You are a server, and sometimes people who serve and want to serve others don't necessarily focus on themselves and want to be served by others because they're servers. I was a law enforcement officer off and on for 17 years, and you know, my experience, I felt like my hands were tied so many times when I'd go to these homes and the children and the mothers and fathers and all these different situations and experiences I have, and I'm sure you felt the same way as a social worker.
Absolutely. It's hard to reach out.
Yes.
For support.
When you decided to leave social work and to come to Postpartum Support International, do you feel it's more rewarding for you now that you're able to do this and you have more resources available to help people?
Well, you know, I left social work just kind of by default because I relocated to Alabama.
Yes.
and became a mother. And but it is definitely feels more beneficial. I mean, these women are coming to you for support, and you have the backing of PSI with really great resources and services in place. It is definitely rewarding. It's a volunteer thing that we do, and it's all the information provided and given to us and the research that they have done. PSI has really helped, you know, me learn a lot through their certificate programs that they have available, and hopefully someday this, you know, we'll continue to grow and we'll be able to offer more in our communities on a regular basis.
Speaking of resources and information, when does your group meet? I know we've talked about the third Monday for North Alabama, and every Monday morning? Every Monday morning for Central Alabama. When do you meet?
We meet the second Monday, in Fairhope, Alabama, at Thrive Yoga at 7:30 p.m.
Okay. And how would somebody get in touch? I know we've said it over and over, but how would somebody get in touch with you, Amy?
The best way, either by phone, they can go to the PSI Alabama webpage and through the Alabama tab, you can get connected with me through email or by phone. We also have a Facebook group called Lower Alabama Perinatal Support.
Okay. And Teresa, you had some information that you wanted to share before we close out.
Sure. So we can go ahead and link in the comment section of this video all of the different resources that we offer for people who want to look that up. But for those of you who are listening, if you have a piece of paper and a pen, you can quickly jot down postpartum.net. That is PSI's website. If you go to the Get Help or Find Help tab, pull down to Alabama, you will find phone numbers for women who know exactly what we are talking about and know exactly how to help you. If you are in more of a crisis or you're not able to wait, some of us have about a 24-hour callback time frame just because we have children and
sure.
other jobs and things that we're
right.
doing. But there is a warm line that PSI offers, and that can be called at 1-800-944-4PPD. That's 4773. And that will get you daylight hour contact to a person who can get you the help that you need. So make that call. The most important thing for me as the chairperson of PSI Alabama, as the mom who's been there, just know that you didn't cause this. There is absolutely nothing you did to bring this on to yourself. There's no shame. There's nothing wrong. It's actually powerful and strong to reach out for help. Please call us. Talk to a friend. Talk to a neighbor. If you're listening and you haven't struggled with this, just know that the statistic of 1 in 7 moms means you know someone who has or who will. Let's just all work together as a community to just tell moms, you know what? Society says healthy baby is all that matters. Healthy baby is so important, but healthy mommy is really what keeps the family going.
And Teresa, I will say you're pretty awesome too, because you helped pull this together, and we've covered now North, Central, and South Alabama, and so we've covered the resources, and you brought Alicia Schuster Couch to me, so through New Leaf Counseling Services of the Tennessee Valley. And Amy, thank you for joining us this morning on the program.
Yes, thank you.
And you have a great day, and you take care of those kids.
All right. Thank you.
And that was Amy Martin representing South Alabama for Postpartum Support International. And, of course, Teresa Fleischman has been joining us representing North Alabama for Postpartum Support International. And I know the acronym PSI, so I can use that. And also Alicia Couch, who's been joining us from New Leaf Counseling Services of the Tennessee Valley. I hope that if you need help, that you will reach out, as Teresa has said. And I appreciate you all staying with me on these three segments. I feel that they're very important. And I hope that if you know of someone, that you'll allow them the opportunity to hear this show, to share the link. There's lots of ways that you can hear the Mark White Show. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. James Wolfe May joining us. He has written some poems that he's going to read, and we're going to have a few minutes during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment for him to do that. I hope you'll stick with me. You've been listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. If you are a Limestone County water customer, you can either continue to get a well of a water bill, or you can get a well. Give my friends at Commercial Drilling a call. They want to talk to you, Limestone County. 256-679-8181 or find them on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606. The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31, or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018. See us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna Fleet Program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today?
My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now, we're in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And beside me, I have James Wolfe May. And he has some poetry he wants to read in the last few minutes of the show. Before that, I'd like to mention also a lady at Bojangles, Michelle Poteet. Karen Markham actually sent me a message about her, and she wanted to recognize her. She said, Saturday morning for breakfast, she's always there with a smiling face, talking to all the customers, and her one-year-old son absolutely loves her, and we don't dare leave before Michelle gets a hug from him. So thank you, Michelle, for being there at Bojangles in North Alabama, Athens location. And Karen Markham, thank you for sending me that. I'm gonna give her a bottle of My Greek Orchard olive oil as a gift and a thank you for being so kind to other people. Now, Wolf, you're with us. Let's start some poetry.
Mark, I appreciate very much the invitation that you have given me to be on the air. For you people who are listening out in Radio Land, I have written 19 poems since 96. Everything is true. I have 11 here that I'd like to read. And I hope you will be happy, uplifted, and inspired after hearing these poems. My first one, I call it The Tribute to Glenda. Let me tell you about the woman in my life. For over 50 years, she has been my wife. Her first name is Glenda. Her middle name is Sue. She became my wife in November of 1962. Glenda is the sweetest person I have ever known. And day by day, my love for her goes on and on. In 1963, she became the mother of a son. As for raising him, she did the best job that I have ever seen done. In 1967, along came our daughter, Sharon Renee. Sharon lived with us 22 years before going on her own way. Glenda loves her children very much, like a mother should. And to them, through the years, she has been very, very good. Glenda has worked very hard for most of her life, but she has never complained. She just wanted to be a wonderful mother and wife. Glenda and her mother were as close as a mother and daughter can be. I'm very proud to say her mother was the mother-in-law of me. When Glenda is able to retire, hopefully she and I will be able to do some things we want to do. There are a few things we have not done since 2002. Glenda is a Christian, and so am I. After life on this earth, we can go to our mansion in the sky. I have teased Glenda a lot over the years, but she knows it is all in fun. But of all the women I have ever known, Glenda, in my life, is still number one. This one is about my parents. It's my favorite one. Let me tell you about a couple I knew. The number of their years together was 52. The year was 29 when they said I do. And for 18 months, it was just those two. It was in 31 when their first child came. They chose Elva Dolis to be her name. In 33, along came Maudie Jean. She married very young, being only 13. In 36, along came Charlie D, and now the number of their children was three. For their next child, they just couldn't wait. Then John Thomas came along in 38. They wanted two more children, hoping it was God's will. So in 1940, along come James O'Neill. Their family was still not complete like they wanted it to be, so Marinelle comes along in the year 43. I'm speaking of my mom and dad, and we know they gave us all the love they had. Through all the years, they worked hard every day, and in providing for us, they always found a way. Daddy died in the year 83, after 76 years, and of course, we shed a lot of tears. Mama died at the same age in January of 91. All of her children were with her except me, the youngest son. It hurt a lot to have her leave us that day, but we, as her children, understood that God had his way. Even though we have lost both of them, I believe God wanted Mom and Dad to come and live with him. I call this one a tribute to Caleb and Bethany, my granddaughter and her husband. Let me tell you about a young man I know. I met him about 3.5 years ago. This young man's name is Caleb White. I've known him long enough to know that he is all right. He lives in Athens, Alabama, just outside of town, and worships with the Oakland Church of Christ, where my son and his family can be found. For 3 years, he has been dating my granddaughter, Bethany. They have been together so much that he seems like a member of the May family. I finally received word that he has proposed to her. The year was 2008, the 20th of November. Bethany said yes to the question asked by him, and now Glenna and I are so happy for both of them. We don't know when and where the wedding will take place, but God willing, Glenna and I will be there to see the smile on Bethany's face. We wish them all the luck in this world. And let me say this, Caleb could not have chosen a sweeter girl. I know he loves her and will be as good to her as he possibly can be. And I'm so proud that he will be a grandson-in-law of me. This one's called My Best Friend. My best friend died for me a long time ago. The reason he did this was because he loved me so. Now he is in heaven preparing a place for me after dying on a rugged cross at Calvary. In order to please his Father, he was willing to die. And by obeying him, I know I can be with him in the sweet by and by. I will have a new body and a new life. And in my new home, there will be no sorrow, grief, or strife. On this earth, I am blessed with 2 children and a wonderful wife. And I know they are looking forward to their new life. The number of my years in this life now stands at 67. So I know it can't be long before I can go to my new home in heaven. I will be there for all eternity, where I will live with Christ who suffered, bled, and died for me. I'm going to skip over that one.
All right.
This one's about my great-granddaughter. Let me tell you about the great-granddaughter of me. She lives in Athens, Alabama, a few miles south of Tennessee. She is very pretty and sweet as can be, and she is very special to Glenda and me. Her name is Adeline Claire, the daughter of Caleb and Bethany White. I know she will be raised in a way that is right. She was born in 2015, the 21st of November. That is one day her parents will always remember. As she grows and needs attention and care, Lord willing, her parents will always be there. My great-grandson, Garrett, is her brother. And just like Garrett, she loves her dad and mother. A sweeter and more adorable baby you will never see. I'm very proud to say she's the great-granddaughter of me.
Wolf, we got several poems there, and I want you to come back and read some more of them when you get a chance.
Okay.
We're at the close of the show. I want to say next week we're going to have Kylie Henry with 22 Won't Do. One of my best friends, Aaron Andrews, will be joining us, and Kerry Gilbert with KGB will be joining us as well. And Catherine Saltz, Wills for Abigail. I've talked about that before, so she'll be joining us in next week during the Good Deed segment. I appreciate all those who have joined me. Thank you to Teresa and get pulling this together for the show. Alicia, thank you for coming on. Also, thank you to Ashley Silas and Amy Martin for joining us from Postpartum Support International Alabama. I hope you'll join me next week. You have been listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
What would you like to eat today?
My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months or great customer instant rebates. Your local H&R AgriPower is located in Tanner, Alabama at 7809 Highway 31 or give them a call at 256-232-9115. Now through August 31st, 2018, see us or go by KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The power to get you more.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
This time of year, you need to get, you know, make sure your air conditioner is working good, make sure it's charged up good. This time of year, two people start thinking about baseball season, going on vacation and stuff, do a lot of traveling. And that's when you want to make sure your tires are good, your brakes are good, things like that. And it's no charge to ever check anything like that. Run it by any time. We can take a look at them or whatever. It's just a good time to get everything checked out.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh bait.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits. But you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a point of light. If you see